To have great po' boys, you need someone who can make just the right bread. You need someone with a good line on affordable, high-quality seafood. And you need someone with no fear about perhaps applying too much roast beef gravy. The other essential ingredient is the customer with a local palate. The customer who will disregard national ad campaigns and coupons and bypass a rogue's gallery of fast food brands just to get to a respectable po' boy joint. Humble though they may sound, po' boys don't just happen on their own. Po' boys happen because of a specific food culture. These days, though, you may wonder if that po' boy culture is changing. After all, how far can a po' boy go and still be considered a po' boy? That question has been on my mind lately as restaurants, food trucks, and festival vendors test the outer limits of po' boy plausibility. Now, to one view, the po' boy is comfort food. Just listen to the way people order them at the register. They rattle off specs for how theirs should be dressed, what filling combinations they want, whether this should be toasted and that is melted. It sounds like the same practiced way that people order their coffee or their martini, just so. That's not the sort of craving looking for deviation, and that's why there will always be a place for the traditional read on po' boys. Seen another way, though, the po' boy can be a canvas for creativity, a sturdy loaf sliced down the middle and pried open for whatever theme or ideas will fit inside, drippage notwithstanding. To this view, the ultimate expression right now is Killer Po' Boys, a shop which takes the motto, internationally inspired, chef-crafted, New Orleans-style sandwiches. They're made on banh mi bread, those crusty, airy, pistolet-sized loaves, and they expand the notion of po' boy fillings to include rum-glazed pork belly, chicken confit with a coffee barbecue sauce, a vegan version with sweet potato, greens, and black-eyed peas, and a morning edition with smoked salmon and remoulade. A generation ago, all of this may have raised eyebrows amongst po' boy purists. But today, it's the contrary. Killer Po' Boys has caught on big, and from its start in a little tavern kitchen at the Erin Rose Bar, it's added a second shop on Dauphine Street in the French Quarter. This notion of new school po' boys is expanding, and yet the sky is not falling. That's because, as close as we keep the comfort food value of po' boys, there's such a strong case for po' boys as a low-cost, low-risk avenue to explore different flavors. Further proof will be on exuberant display this weekend at the Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, where dozens of high-concept, left-field examples of where a po' boy can go are served alongside straight-up classics that show where they came from. In this setting, people compare the options head-to-head, eating sample-sized sandwiches from New Orleans' great po' boy purveyors and from contenders of all stripes. Judges will name winners in a whole menu worth of categories, and the public picks their own People's Choice winner, too. Just make sure to keep some napkins handy if you go, because this exercise in democracy can get deliciously messy. Learn more at wwno.org.